Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basa Daf Kufa involved the very last daf in the Masechta. We are starting about the fifth line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basa Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said, "Hoytzal Ksav Yada Shu Chayv Loy Gavim Nachas Menecharin V'Chulu." If let's say Reuven comes to Bezin with a piece of paper that was written by Shimon saying, "I owe you X amount of money," he's allowed to use that to collect. However, he can only take him from Nachas Menecharin, not from a Shubadim. I have a question about this. Bamine Rab Bar Nosim Rav Yechanon. Rab Bar Nosim asked Rav Yechanon, "Hochzak Ksav Yada Bezin Mai." Let's say this Ksav Yad was Muchzak in Beis Din, meaning this handwritten document was brought to Beis Din, the Dayanim wrote a henpik that confirmed everything that was written on it, and so now we have this official stamp of Beis Din. Does that change it to be like a regular shtar with Edim, and now we can even collect from Nechas Meshubadim? Or no, maybe in Ashrasa, a henpik of Beis Din is only to be Mekayim the shtar as is, and it would help if something happens to the Edim or the Loiva, and nobody can claim that the shtar is fake, but it's not going to give it the status of a shtar with Edim that would allow collection from Meshubadim. So Amr Leih, he told him, Alfa Yishulzak Ksav Yad Beis Din, even though it was Mochzik in Beis Din, there's a henpik on it. The Malva can only collect from Nechas Menei Chayrin. However, Masav Rav Barcham, Rav Barcham asks the following. We have a mission that says, Shloish get the Psulin. There are three getin that Midra Ban are apostle, Midra Rice are their kosher, Midra Ban are apostle. Vimni says, however, if the woman did get married based off of this get and she had a child from this new marriage, Havlad kosher, the child's kosher, it's not a mamzer. Eluhain, these are them. Kazav Ksav Yad Ve'enol Ve'edim. The husband wrote the get himself and there's no Edim on it. There were Edim Esira. They watched the get being given over, but there were no Edim Hasima, no Edim signed on it, or Yesh al Vedim, there were Edim on it, Bain Baizman, but there's no date on the get, or Yesh Baizman, there was a date on the get, Bain Baal Edecha, but there's only one Eid, Hara Elu Shalash get the Psulin, these three get in our Apostle Madrabanan. However, Ibn Nisais, if she did get remarried based off of the get, Havlad Kosher, a child from his new marriage, would be Kosher, he's not a mamzer. Rebel Azarmer, he tells us, Afal Pisha ain't all of Edim, even though there's no Edim signed on the get, Elo Shanasu Lobifne Edim, he gave her the get in front of Edim, there were Edim Asira, Kosher, the get is 100% Kosher, that's because Rebel Azar holds Edim Asira Karti, and so the main Edim anyway are the ones that are watching the get being given over. Now, if this is not a get, but it's a regular shtar halva that doesn't have Edim on it, but there were Edim that witnessed it being given over, the government Nechas Meshubadim, that shtar could be used to collect even Nechas Meshubadim. So we see that even though there's no Edim on the shtar, nonetheless, there is something that could be done that would allow us to collect from Meshubadim. And the same thing should be with this Ksav Yad, that even though there's no Edim on it, since there's an Ashrasa, there's a handpick from Bezding, it was Muchzik in front of three Dayanim, one should be allowed to collect from Meshubadim. However, the more answer is Shani Hossam, that case is different. The Bishas Ksiva, who the Shavah Nafshei, because at the very time that it was being written, that's when he was Meshabed himself. In other words, when they wrote it, the intention was in the first place not to have Edim signed on it, rather to give it over in front of Edim. As opposed to this handwritten piece of paper that we're discussing from our Mishnah, that was just originally written by the Malva, given over to the Loiva, and there was never intention to have Edim there or to bring it to Bezin to get a handpick on it. Later on, they did that. Wonderful. That doesn't mean that now it's been elevated to the level that it could be used to collect Meshubadim. Moving on to explain the Mishnah, Arev Ayotzel Achachitim Shtars V'chulu. If we have an Arev, the guarantor, he signed his name on the shtar after the Edim had signed. Rabbi Shmuel had said that he is a valid guarantor, however we can only collect from him, from his Bnei Chayrin, not from his Meshubadim. Now Amar Rav, Rav says, Kaidim Chitim Shtaris, Kaidim Nechasim Meshubadim, if the Arev is on the Shtar before the Edim signatures, so when the Malva collects from the Arev, due to the fact that the Loiva defaulted on the loan, he could even collect from his Meshubadim. However, L'Acher Chitim Shtaris, if this Arvus was after the signatures, Kaidim Nechasim Bnei Chayrin, the Malva can only collect from the Arev's Nechasim Bnei Chayrin. Now Zimun Amar Rav, sometimes Rav said, Afilu Kaidim Chitim Shtaris, even if the Arev was there before the Edim had signed, Ainu Gavel Nechas Menei Chayrin, the Malva can only collect from his Nechas Menei Chayrin. And Kasha Drav Adrav. Actually, this is a stira, Rav on Rav. The Gemara answer is like Kasha, no problem. Hadakasa Bey Pliny Arev, Hadakasa Bey Uplini Arev. In the second member of Rav, where he said that even if the Arev was before the Edim, we can only collect from Nechas Menei Chayrin, that's where it says Pliny Arev, that so and so is an Arev. Seemingly, this is a separate statement than the rest of the Shtar, and when the Edim signed underneath the Arev, we can say that they weren't signing off on the Arev, they were just signing off on everything else written in the Shtar. Whereas the first member of Rav was referring to a case where it said Uplini Arev. This extra vav tells us and so and so is an Arev, meaning what the Arev is saying is connected to the rest of the Shtar, and therefore when the Edim sign after the Arev, they're signing off on everything, including the Arev, therefore the Malva would be able to collect from his Meshubadim. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Echadzev Echadzeh, it doesn't make a difference if we have the vav or we don't have the vav, only Bnei Chayrin could be collected from. Even though we have this vav of Uplini Arev, it doesn't make a difference. However, most of Rav asks the following, we have a Taz, it tells us Edom Chasumin al She'elas Shalom beget. If Edom are signed after a She'elas Shalom in a get, we have the regular text of the get, and afterwards it was written that the husband is asking the Edom to go do a She'elas Shalom to somebody. Literally, She'elas Shalom means an inquiry of peace, meaning that he wants him to say Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing, to someone in particular. And if the Edom are signed after that, puzzle. The get is entirely puzzle. Why is that? Because Chashin Shem al She'elas Shalom Chesmu. We have to suspect that when the Edom signed, they were just signing off on the She'elas Shalom, that don't worry, we're going to say Shalom Aleichem to that guy, and that they weren't signing off on the get. Now, Rabbi Vo clarified that Rabbi Yochanan himself explained this brisa to me, that She'eloi pasul, u She'eloi kosher. If after the regular text of the get, when the husband had written, he wanted them to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, all he did was write She'eloi, go say Shalom Aleichem to that guy, so then it's pasul. However, if there was a vav there, u She'eloi, and you should ask him, so then it's kosher, because clearly this She'elas Shalom is being connected to the get, so it must be that the Edom were signing off on everything. And so we see that Rabbi Yochanan does differentiate between a vav and not a vav. The Gemara answers, you're right, Hachanami Soto over here in regards to regular star, the kas of Pliny Arev, it's referring to a case where all it said was Pliny Arev, and it didn't say U Pliny Arev, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, one can only collect from Bnei Chayrin. Ask the Gemara, Hachi, if that's so, Hainu de Rav. Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same exact thing Rav is saying, that if there's a vav, then we could collect from Meshubadim, if there's no vav, we can only collect from Bnei Chayrin. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? The Gemara says, you're right, Ema, I'll say instead, Vechein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan also says just like Rav. Originally we understood that Rabbi Yochanan was arguing with Rav, now we're realizing that Rabbi Yochanan really is agreeing with him. And going on to explain the last part of Mishra where we had said, that there was a story that Shtar came to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Arev was signed after the Edim, and he allowed collection from Bnei Chayrin. Benanas argued with him, saying that his Arev is not Meshubad whatsoever, and Benanas brought an example by saying, let's say a person is walking through the marketplace, and he sees his friend being choked by a guy whom he owes money to. And so he runs over the guy and says, don't worry, I'm guaranteeing the loan, I'll pay it. Of course he doesn't have to pay, he's not Meshubad. And so to over here, says Benanas, if the Arev is signed after the Edim, he's not Meshubad himself whatsoever, and you can't even collect from his Bnei Chayrin. What did Bishmal say? Wow, that's so wonderful, you're so smart. Anyone who wants to be wise, he should learn Dine Mamanis, and he should learn that Dine Mamanis from Benanas. So I think Mara tells us, Amar Rav Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afal Pi Shekilos Rabbi Shmuel is Benanas, even though Rabbi Shmuel praised Benanas, Halacha Kamaisai, the Halacha is still like Rabbi Shmuel, that even though his Arev is signed after the witnesses, we can still collect from his Bnei Chayrin. Now, Ibn Elu asks the following question, B'chanuk, Mali Amar Rabbi Shmuel. What about if it really was a case of choking, where a guy's walking through the marketplace, sees his friend being choked by somebody whom he owes money to, and he runs over the guy, says, please stop choking him, I'll guarantee the loan, I'll pay it. Would Rabbi Shmuel over there also say that he has to pay? Or maybe in that case, he does agree to Benanas. So Tashma, we have a raya, the Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukah Rabbi Shmuel, Af B'chanuk, Rabbi Shmuel argues with Benanas, even in the case of Chanuk. And the question now is, Halacha Kamaisai, and Halacha Kamaisai, is Halacha like Rabbi Shmuel or not? And Tashma, we have a raya, the Chiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chalukah Rabbi Shmuel, Af B'chanuk, Rabbi Shmuel argues also in the case of Chanuk, and Halacha Kamaisai, Af B'chanuk, the Halacha Rabbi Shmuel, even in the case of Chanuk, and the Arev, the guy who saved the day, actually would be chayv to pay. Now we have another memra, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chanuk v'kanu miyadai mishtabed. If a guy's being choked, somebody else runs along and says, don't worry, I'll pay the loan, and he made a kinyan. He did a kinyan sudr in order to confirm and be mishtabed himself to actually pay the loan, that is a valid shibud, and he's now chayv to pay the loan instead of the guy who's being choked. Now mechlal, we can infer from here, the Arev ba'alma loy ba'i kinyan, that a regular Arev who guarantees a loan does not need to make a kinyan in order to confirm that this is what he's going to do. It's only in the case of Chanuk that a kinyan has to happen. Now, please, Rav Nachman, this is clearly machlokes Rav Nachman. Dar Rav Nachman says, "Kofay v'alfa beis on top, Arev de Bezdin, who loy by kinyan." It's only an Arev who signs off in Bezdin in front of the Dayanim that he doesn't need to make a kinyan. Haba alma by kinyan, but if it's just a regular Arev, then he would need to make a kinyan. And v'hilchasa, bottom line halacha is Arev b'shas matan mois loy by kinyan. If an Arev is signing off at the time that the loan is being given, he doesn't need to make a kinyan in order to be mishabed himself. This is because, as we explained previously, and as we're going to see in two lines as well, that since the malva is only lending the money to the loive because he trusts the Arev, that hana, that benefit that the Arev gets, that he knows that somebody trusts him, is itself his shibud. However, achar matan mois, if he said he's going to be the Arev only after the money was given by a kinyan, so then he does need a kinyan to be meshavet himself, whereas Arev de Bezdin, if he's an Arev in Bezdin, loy by a kinyan, he doesn't need to make a kinyan, even if it's after the money was given. And why is that? Debahi hana de mehemele, with the very benefit, this hana that he gets, that he's trusted to be the Arev, gomer meshavet le, he's now gomer das, that is the way he's being meshavet himself. Masor finishing the last paragraph of the Masechta, and of course the entire Masechta. Just like we're going to finish Masechta Baba Basra together, we should be going to finish the entire Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the new Masechta, Masechta Sanhedrin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.